I prefer it. It's gone very well. I suppose since the county final, it's been a great atmosphere, and it has been all the year, to be honest with you. But I suppose after winning the county final, it's given a great lift to the players, and I suppose 2 weeks was a test for us going down to play Oula in the semi-final, and thankfully we came out of that. And I suppose from a training aspect, I mean, the week after the county final was a test to see what way the players would be, and the response on that Tuesday night was fantastic, and we knew that we were going on the right road again for a chance at a title, a Munster title.
Because, Mick, the county success meant an awful lot to you. That was very obvious after the final, how much it meant to everybody in the club. So when you're progressing in Munster, you know, you've said that they've responded well to the ambition for Munster. You know, where does it sit for you?
I mean, like, I suppose, you said, to be honest with you, every time that we set out our stall and there's a title involved, it's we approach it in the same way as any other competition, and I think we've proven best. This, funnily enough, last week was our second year with them, exactly 2 years with the team, and I think we set out our stall 2 years ago on our ambition that any trophy was available, that we go for it, and I think in fairness we've proven that in the last 2 years, and for the Munster campaign it's been no different.
Talk to us about the Oula match, the Limerick champions that you beat. 2-8 to 5 points, the final score that day. But how did you gauge the performance?
Yeah, I suppose going down there, it was something new to us, going into a different county and a different pitch and playing up against a different team. But I suppose the first half, look, it was tough going. They played with a sweeper system, and it was something new, and we just had to be patient with it. I suppose, look, in the first half, we didn't play as well as we should have, and we made a few mistakes on our own behalf, like, you know. And I think when we spoke over at halftime, and when we got back out in the second half, and when we kind of started opening them up, and when we got that goal, I think, look, we produced stuff what we're capable of, and the end result, they showed that.
In terms of St Mary's now in the final, the Kerry champions, Mick, what do you know of them?
I know just a death look. I know there's four or five of them was on the So Kerry team on Sunday last, so that's a big addition for them. And I suppose, look, they're a well-balanced team. They're a strong team, strong down the middle. And look, they're bound to be a good any Kerry team or a good football team. Like, but look, it's another challenge for us, and then we're ready for the challenge. And look, we've said all the year, look, we concentrate on ourselves, and when it came to playing the opposition, that we prepare ourselves as best we can, and I think we're prepared for this on Saturday.
Well, you've mentioned the five players they had from the South Kerry Championship winning side. You have the calibre of Brian Sheehan there now. They'll be highly experienced.
There's no doubt about it. Like, I mean, I suppose, absolutely. I suppose Brian Sheehan for St Mary's is a marquee name for them. And look, I'd imagine St Mary's don't rely just on one player. As we would say, Nicholas Murphy, I think we have the calibre of young fellas that are coming through with him, and I think we've proven that during the county campaign and over the last 2 years as well also, you know.
And Mick, have you any injuries or anyone doubtful for you in these few days?
No, thankfully, everyone's 100% fit, and we had our last training session there during the week, and everyone's very, very fit and ready, and looking forward to travelling down to the Fitzgerald Stadium.
Difficult place to go to, going to Fitzgerald Stadium, you're away, but I've no doubt there'll be a massive Carrigaline support, Richie.
Look, as I said, since the county final, the atmosphere around the club and then supporters, etc., the whole lot, and the younger kids. Look, people are saying, look, it's a done, it has gone down to Fitzgerald Stadium. We're quite honest with you, look, we're looking forward to going down. It's new surroundings for us from the players themselves, the club players, and look, it's not a new surrounding for Nicholas, so that experience, that he can pass that on to them. And look, as I always look at it, it's a pitch, the goals are in the same places, etc., the whole lot, and that's what we're focused on, is going down and playing the football that we've been training for all the year.